Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin, whose voice is still a little shaky at the moment. He's doesn't even have a microphone. That's how ill-prepared Kevin is for today's show. Usually, Alec, it's me. Usually it's
Why
me.
Why did he move the microphone
going
all
on over
the way
here.
Over there?
Jeez. Were you going to say the microfiche? The microfiche?
I was going to say the microwave.
all right, so the show's ready, though. We are ready to rock now as the KNC Masterpiece has finally made it to your ear holes. You've been waiting all morning for us to be on radio so that we could talk about this stuff.
Now,
Kevin,
can we lay out a disclaimer?
In the 10 o'clock right here, it says Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl in all caps with 8 exclamation points. And then it says, seriously, though, what did you see from the new guys?
Okay, because that was sarcastic. I'm hoping we can set this disclaimer. I think we all think that the Raiders suck.
Yes.
And you beat the crap out of a team that I think sucks. Okay. Now, can we have a reasonable conversation? Because I feel like every single time the Cowboys win, the Cowboys, blah, 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 blah. All right, we're setting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders equal not good. Now, hopefully we can go about our day.
If you can't respect what the Cowboys did last night, you shouldn't talk ball. If you can't be happy with what the Cowboys did last night, you must live a miserable life. Like, that's where I am at this point, in that you should celebrate victories.
Yes.
While also understanding this chart right here.
Oh.
If you want to look on the fan cam right now, you can go check it out on all your socials and stuff. Or you can follow me on
the YouTube.
Check me, the YouTube, 1053thefan.com/fancam. I think that's what it is. And so you go, what is it, Kevin?
No,
Alec, what is it? Give me the letters.
It's 1053thefan on YouTube.
There you go.
And then now it's Fancam on Twitch.
It's pretty close. I was pretty
Not
close
really.
With all those.
Not really.
Y'all know where to be, all right? Mm. So right here I have this little chart. It's a handy little chart, okay? Right here on the top it says elite, okay? Right below that it says above mediocre. I've discussed this. Below that, it says mediocre.
Mm.
Then it says sub-mediocre and bad.
Mm.
All right? Those are the five areas. Right now, you are here. You are sub-mediocre.
Mm.
But you've proven you're not bad because you've beaten all the bad teams.
Because the Raiders are bad?
The Raiders are bad.
Okay.
You've beaten all the bad teams, so you are sub-mediocre, and you have work to do to get to mediocre. And then if you do even better at that work, you might even be able to get to above mediocre. Last night was a fun game, though, for people who wanted to watch a team not be bad. And they weren't bad last night. They were good. They were better than a bad team. So I'm going to take what they did last night and be excited about it today, because that's the fun part of this thing. I respect what they did. They got to go beat a bad opponent. They had to be more physical. They had to be sharper. They were last night against a bad opponent. They did all the things the correct way. This is the KNC Masterpiece, Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin and the infamous Alec Medford.
Hey, at least he showed up to work.
That's a shot at Peyton.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So there you go. 877-881-1053. Text in your feelings on last night's game. And the new fellows, how did you feel about them? Do you feel like the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl now?
No.
Okay.
But that's mainly because I just saw your chart. So I was.
Does that chart seem real? Does that Bobby? Did that chart seem reasonable?
Absolutely.
Whenever you look at the where the Cowboys stand in things.
Yeah. I like the idea of the way you described it. You know, war wins above replacement.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And like 100 is there.
Yeah.
I think we need to have an NFL scale called WAC.
Okay.
Where it's wins above Cowboys.
Okay.
Like, are you good? You're above the Cowboys.
Oh,
if you're not good,
goodness.
You're below them, and you're on the WAC scale.
Okay. And if you are, if
this
you're even
the
with them,
football
you're a zero.
Idea I've heard
you are,
in
you are
10
just
years.
As WAC as they are.
This is genius. I love this. This is a great idea, Bobby. I appreciate what he's doing here.
But it was so good that I almost forgot what we were actually supposed to talk about, because now I'm just thinking about that. All right.
Charts.
From the 210. Those are morons who really can't be happy about a win after the season we've been having.
I agree.
Quinnen Williams is him. Now, we can talk specifically about Quinnen Williams, of course, or if you wanted to go across all of the new defensive players out there, what did you see? What did you think about the new guys? With, of course, I understand that most of the attention is going to go to Quinnen Williams and DeMarvion Overshown.
Quinnen Williams added pressure. You know, the things of being contagious, like the idea that something can be contagious. You see somebody do something that you've been wanting to do, and you're like, awesome, I can do that too. It felt like he and Kenny Clark and Osa, the guys in the middle, said, we can all push. We can win our one-on-one battles. Most of us can actually beat some of these two-on-one battles, so guess what? Here we go. And so the interior did that. That fired up everybody else, Kevin. So I think the addition of Quinnen Williams, him being able to get integrated into this thing in this bye week was a good thing for him, too. But he was motivated last night, too. So that Quinnen Williams being the key for last night, loved what I saw out of him. There was a moment last night, Kevin, where I was like, has Logan Wilson played a snap yet?
Right.
And so I went to go look. I was like,
I agree with that.
I was like, where is he? And he had not made a single defensive play at that point.
Yeah.
That it had been logged, at least. And then as soon as I put my phone down, it was right before the second half, he made a tackle. And I was like, okay, well, there he is. All right, that's good to see that he didn't miss that tackle. That's nice. Kenneth Murray played better last night because of the additions, I believe. He had a better night last night in a lot of different areas. I'm happy with that. And then having Hooker back was awesome too.
Okay. And I want to talk more about that as well, because obviously Jerry mentioned that quite a bit in his interview with Sean, RJ, Bobby, who showed up, and Aiden. So.
And Khaki Kev.
Oh, that's right. I appreciate him for showing up for work as well. So that's too far. I don't know. But that was one of the things that we asked about, is the impact for players like Quinnen Williams on the other levels of the defense. And so I was excited to see how that went. But man, since you mentioned Kenneth Murray, and I know he's not as new as the rest, but you go back to the very first drive, Kenneth Murray smashing past Ashton Jeanty and getting to Geno for an off balance throw that led to the three and out, especially after you had your own three and out with the no George Pickens, no CeeDee Lamb. We can get back into that in a little bit, but I thought that set the tone really, really early. And then the other play, I think, you know what? I'm going to say, I think this is the biggest play of the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's the interception by Marquise Bell that was set up by the tip from Kenneth Murray. And here's the reason. Because that was going to be an easy first down to Brock Bowers. If you go, yes, I said tip. Yeah, I know.
Bobby understands the show.
I can see
he's
the look
doing
on
extra
Bobby's
work
face.
Today, all right?
Look, Bobby, if you ever get fired from Sean and RJ, you fit in just fine on our show.
Or
so,
it would be chaos.
No,
just
yeah,
saying.
Probably. So,
Which is our show.
But the thing is, if you go back, I know people are focused in on the deflection, the interception. And by the way, props to Marquise Bell, 25-yard return after that. But take a look at that play again. Brock Bowers was wide open if that ball gets past Kenneth Murray for a first down, and they continue to move inside the red zone. Now, that doesn't guarantee anything for the Raiders because their offense is terrible, and you saw that yesterday. They did not thrive on the Cowboys' side of the field. But that was a huge play, not only because you got the ball back, but you saw it. That was going to be a first down. That was going to convert, you would think, into some points for the Raiders. So props to him for that play as well. I think that play was humongous.
Nick Harris with the quote from Siobhan Revelle. He played "Till I Collapse" by Eminem walking out onto the field last night, which he felt set the tone. Quote, "It felt great, man. My first time being out there in a year. A lot of people didn't expect me to play, but I know what I can do. The butterflies were left in the locker room." I like hearing that.
I do too. I have to admit, I was surprised to see him out there in coverage when I really thought we were going to see him on special teams.
I was listening.
Like, good for you.
As I was heading to the Bearded Monkey last night. Bearded Monkey, by the way, what's up? Shout out. And Forney, fantastic showing from the Bearded Monkey last night. As I was heading out there, Broadus was kind of keying me in on, hey, I'm okay, special teams. And I was like, all right, well, I'm perfectly okay if he's playing some special teams, gets his legs underneath him. And they're like, nah, screw that. We're throwing everybody out on this field today. I love that for a variety of reasons. We'll get into that even more. But the him and Kalen Carson was good last night, dude.
And
he even put the seatbelt on at one point.
And the thing about Kalen Carson that I hope people loved is he had some difficulties, but then he kept going. And obviously you have a play that breaks up potential touchdown, and I'm with you. Like, I've kind of redefined, you know, we talk about it, new information. You redefine expectations or whatever.
This is a different team at the moment.
And so I redefined some players defensively, or maybe the defense as a whole, is can you show me some resiliency after you get punched in the face? And there were still some times when, man, the Raiders were moving the ball pretty easily, but then when it came down to it, like, you were able to hold them to a field goal or hold them to no points at all because you showed some resiliency. And I think Kalen Carson is definitely on that list from last night.
Yeah, and where did he get help from? Dudes up front, which has been so necessary. How many times last night did Geno Smith look flustered? Where he was just like, I had to throw it away because I had zero other option, and they were already all over me. They were already up in my grill. And I had to get rid of the ball somehow.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, there were moments where I looked and it looked like Max Crosby was definitely questioning his loyalty to the Raiders. He was just like, why did I decide that I want to stay with this team? Look at what they're doing to us right now.
When he was not busy questioning the ref for what he thought should have been a false start and they ran the play anyway. Yeah. And he's like, hold on.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah. And it was interesting because Osa and Quinnen Williams kind of challenged my perception of what all they can do for this team. So Quinnen Williams, we talked about it a whole lot. You've seen his pass rush win rate drop, while his rush stuffing rate has just gone, you know, off the charts, best of his career. I believe it was the second best in the NFL going into this game. And then you look at last night, 1.5 sacks, 7 pressures, 21.4% pass rush win rate. I was not anticipating that whatsoever. And I know just one game against a offensive line that's not so great, but that, and then seeing Osa get to the quarterback more consistently, get more penetration through the line of scrimmage, I thought those were both huge developments.
You might have not been expecting that, but do you think Eberflus was? I do. And the reason I do is because the Cowboys intentionally this season went out to get a specific area better, an area that they have neglected for 20 years, it feels like.
Right.
Maybe since Leroy Glover. It's just felt like they've been like, that is not important. And Eberflus said, it is in my defense. I need players that can play interior defense. That's what I need, strong up the middle. And so they said, okay, we'll go get that for you. I think Eberflus knew that he could get that out of that player within this scheme because that's what he demands out of this scheme, is that kind of play from that group up front, but especially that group in the middle. And that helps. That just helps everything else out from there for his defense specifically. That might be the right thing, the right grouping for what he's needed all along.
Now,
but it is wild that it took a Quinnen Williams trade,
yes,
to liven up that group in the middle. And also, Kevin, it's the Raiders, right? Yeah,
so. I mean, look, like, here's a great example. And don't worry, person who texted in about Guyton, we talked about that like several minutes in the pregame or before the show. We'll get to that in a second. From the 214, I don't understand this text. I'm going to read it to you verbatim.
Okay.
Y'all are delusional. The Cowboys, they say, suck. They're supposed to beat a bad Raiders team. Should have beaten the Cardinals, Panthers, and Bears. Could have won against the Packers. All right, so let's take that logic for just a second. First of all, the y'all are delusional, and they believe the Cowboys suck. Well, did you not see Corey's chart at the very beginning of the segment?
The chart again.
I feel like that really cut it through. And then I feel like this person undercuts their entire point. Yeah, sub-mediocre, so I don't know what to tell you about that. But then let's take what they said with the rest of them. Should have beaten the Cardinals, Panthers, and Bears, and could have won against the Packers. All right, well, let's consider that for just a second. You're 4-5-1. You just said three of those losses should have been wins. All right, well, that would put you at 7-2-1. You just said you should have beat the Packers. All right, well, that makes you 8-2. Pick a lane. You said the Cowboys suck, but then you also point out in your very own words in the very same text that they should probably be 8-2.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you think they suck because they should be really good? I don't quite follow. And also, when all else fails, go back to the chart.
Go back to the damn chart! That's where they are right now, and that's where they've been, and that's where they are until they prove otherwise, starting with Philly on Sunday, but we'll celebrate today.
Yeah,
and we'll get to Philly later in the week.
What part in that segment did you hear, this is the start of a 6-game winning streak?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.